Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S, Villasenor, V-I-L-L-A-S-E-N-O-R. Address is 8035 County Road, number 61, Princeton, California. That's P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N. 95970. Phone 530-725-8535. ID is XXX XX-6237. Date of birth 12/2/1951. 70-year-old married retired man. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walmart-Willows, 530-934-2042. It's addressed to Michael Schmies, S-H-E-M-I-E-S. Michael Schmies. It's Michael P. Schmies, P-A, Family Medicine. Below that, just say North Valley Indian Health. Below that, 207 North Butte, B-U-T-T-E Street, Willows, California, 95988-2803. Phone 530-934-4641. Fax 530-934-4081. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of developing cognitive impairment during the last year. Subparagraph, comorbid medical problems, below that should say chronic atrial fibrillation treated, currently on amiodarone. Below that should say hypertension, currently treated with chlorothalidone, amlodipine. Below that should say diabetes, treated with metformin and glimepiride. Below that should say history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Currently treated with warfarin. Below that should say obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Currently treated with CPAP therapy / long standing. Recent transition to Owens Healthcare. Subparagraph, currently followed by North State Pulmonary Associates, Dr. Dinesh, D-E-N-E-S-H, Verma, V-E-R-M-A-M-D. Dear Michael Schmies and professional call, and then there's a carbon copy to Dr. Lacaredi, L-A-K-A-R-E-D-D-Y-M-D. Below that should say cardiology. Dear... And there's a carbon copy to Dr. Dinesh Verma, M.D., North State Pulmonary Associates. Dear Michael Schmies and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Andres S. Villasenor, a 70-year-old right-handed man with clinical habitus of metabolic syndrome, currently treated for his diabetes, for neurological evaluation with recent history of cognitive decline. New paragraph, his wife is vociferous about the difficulties that he's been having with recollection and trouble doing things. New paragraph, today I've given him the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires to complete and return. Subparagraph, his wife reports that she will have to help him in the process of completing this information. New paragraph. He has a serious history of obstructive sleep apnea, and despite current therapeutic treatment, his wife reports that for the last several months, she has been getting very little sleep because he has a respiratory sound suggesting distress or other phenomenon at night while using his CPAP unit supplied by Owens Healthcare. Subparagraph, having at times to arouse him or touch him, where an arousal will reduce his difficulty with ventilation breathing. Subparagraph, exclusion of increased obstructive apnea is indicated. Subparagraph, data download from Owens Healthcare will be obtained, as will the records of his original sleep study evaluation and follow-up care with Dr. Verma. New paragraph. Today he has little complaints, but is not particularly vociferous about his difficulty. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain was completed at your request at Open System Imaging on December 17, 2021, and showed only a trace of paraventricular ischemic white matter changes. With some incidental finding of patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening, an otherwise normal non-contrast brain imaging study. New paragraph. His neurological examination today appears to be within broad limits of normal by observation. New paragraph. In consideration of his history in this presentation, and noting that he is on amiodarone and has clinical symptoms of complicated sleep apnea, we will do the following. Number one, or the first paragraph, we will obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for further evaluation of cerebral dysfunction that would be related to either sleep apnea, progressive degenerative dementia, or other etiology. Number two, we will obtain the records of his pulmonary and respiratory care, CPAP therapy, and current data downloads with his reported abnormal nocturnal symptoms. Number three, or in the third paragraph, laboratory studies for dementia-related disorders will be obtained. Number four, further diagnostic laboratory testing for amiodarone toxicity will also be considered. New paragraph. I will see him back for reevaluation with the completion of his imaging study and questionnaires for further evaluation and treatment as necessary. Considering his current difficulty with daytime fatigue and somnolence. New paragraph, we had an extended face-to-face discussion with family day regarding possible therapeutic interventions for his clinical symptoms. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report when he returns, period.